views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience the truth. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Truth Talk Radio is the hit show that will illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. Unleash your intuitive nature while Deb helps you stop looking outside yourself for value and happiness, break through patterns, and move into your authentic truth at lightning speed. Truth Talk Radio will leave you feeling lighter, help you live with more presence, passion, and clarity, and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Now, here's your host, Deb Acker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Acker, and you are listening to Truth Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I help you experience the truth, nothing but the truth. Each month on the first and third Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'll be talking about the most recent energies coming through and interviewing some of the most gifted, inspiring, and unique souls, speakers, and authors, all to help you move into more light, love, and of course, truth. And before we get started today, I'd like to start out today's show with an intention. And my intention for today's show is that everyone that needs to hear this conversation hears it, and that you leave feeling expansive, inspired, lit up, and open to receiving the awarenesses and energies that want to come through, ready to begin implementing a new way of communicating. And so with that, the title of today's show is The Art and Importance of Communication in Our Relationships. And really what prompted me to create today's show and really talk about this topic has been several things that I've been seeing in my own personal life and things that I have been seeing in the world and on social media and in technology. And I think really, especially with technology, especially with social media, it definitely has prompted and created a new way of communicating, many times a way of communicating that's not super relational, right? That's not super, when I say relational, just to clarify what I mean by that, being relational means relating to another. And so many times, and especially with our technology, with our social media, many times we don't respond to somebody, you know, we don't just share and communicate our truth. We respond to them in a way that's just all about us and what we need and what's right for us. And so today I really want to talk about that. I want to bring to light some of the patterns and some of the examples that I've been seeing personally, and really dive deep into it so that we can start to shift this experience. And just as a heads up too, I have planned a pretty long vibration activation and energy clearing today. So I definitely invite you to stay tuned as there's going to be some really, like a really good clearing we're going to do towards the end of the show, but probably, assuming we have enough time, longer than what we typically do. And so with that, let's go ahead and just talk about, I just want to cover like broadly some of the examples that I've been seeing even just in my own personal life and then, like I said, on social media and in the world that have, you know, sort of It just have been interesting to me to see how we communicate. And I will say, like, even though I'm talking about these from what I've experienced, like as somebody showing up for me, I will say that, of course, in my history, I've had times of showing up this way as well. And so we teach what we most need to learn many times. And so today I want to just really discuss that, right? And so the first example really I want to talk about today is all around the way that we say no. And so, you know, think of an example. Think of a time when somebody asked you about something and you didn't want to do it, but maybe you didn't know how to say no, right? I've been seeing this. It's very interesting. And I haven't really touched on this so much on the show, but I do want to share it here today. I am doing what I'm calling a light tour, and I'm planning on doing it in several cities around the country. And basically, the light tour for me, you know, I know that we're going through challenging times, and I really wanted to give people some new tools so that they can bring more light into their own life. And I wanted to be doing what I'm calling love, light, and abundance energy clearing classes to really help them also just bring in light in those classes. And so as I go, and many of these classes I'm doing at yoga studios. And so as I go and I talk to these yoga studios, some are like super receptive and amazing. And, you know, basically we book it on the spot. And then some I find say that they're interested. And some say that they're interested and there's genuine interest. And they're like, okay, you know, I need you to contact me at this time or I'll get back to you after X, Y, and Z. But some of them I've noticed, they say that they're interested, but they say, call me at this time. When you call them, either they pick up the phone, but they're not actually, they can't talk, or they schedule time and they don't pick up the phone. And it's just so interesting. Or I'll send a follow-up email and there's just not that response of, you know what, I'm not interested in this. And it's interesting, right? Because historically for me too, like I've had a hard time saying no at times, right? I've had a hard time really, you know, always speaking my truth, especially too. It's interesting. I was just actually right before this show, I was sending an email to a friend, a colleague and friend of mine who is in a networking group with me, was referring me to somebody who she thought might be a good partner for me. And so I was crafting as eloquently as possible an email that in the process of trying to like state my truth, which just like checking in intuitively, I don't feel like there's a reason for us to really continue the conversation at this point. But also, how do you do that? And how do you also express gratitude, right? How do you, I remember years ago, this was not handled at all well, but a friend of mine, on my part, I should say, a friend of mine had gotten me a gift, and every year she would get me a similar gift. And for years, I never said anything. And of course, I was grateful for her getting me this same gift. It was like Apple, the stuff from Bath and Body Works, right? But every year, I would take home this gift. And so one year, she just got it in her head, you know, years earlier that I loved the Apple Bath and Body Works products. And so every year I would get this gift and, you know, we'd been friends, I don't know, for 15 years. So finally one year I decided I was just going to try to share with her my truth, right? Well, it was just very interesting because she definitely didn't receive it well. And I, like I said, I'm sure, I don't remember exactly what I said. I'm sure I could have maybe even handled it even better than I did. This was a few years ago now. But it just makes me laugh, right? Because what if my no, you know, or your no, or someone else's no, first of all, it doesn't have anything to do with us, right? So think about how many times when someone rejects you in some way and you take it personally. So just noticing, that space in you where you, you know, somebody rejects you and you end up like making their no about you. And so, you know, one of the things we're going to clear today is I want to clear that, right? Because I think it's just really important, first of all, to understand that when someone is saying, no, I can't do this, no, it doesn't feel right, that it really doesn't have anything to do with you, right? And in the situation of this networking friend of mine who was, you know, referring me to someone, it actually isn't in anyone's best interest to continue a conversation just for the sake of trying to be quote unquote nice, right? Because this man, just as much as I do, does not want his time wasted, right? I'm sure he doesn't want to have a conversation that, you know, doesn't feel aligned. And, you know, like I don't want to have a conversation. And I'm sure, you know, the person who referred us, she's not like, oh, you have to have this conversation on my behalf. So, you know, there's this way to communicate and word things in a way that is polite and is kind, but is also stating your truth. And so it was interesting because I crafted this letter and it actually came out better than I was kind of not looking forward to. I was not looking forward to crafting the letter, right? I was not looking forward to having to say, you know, tell this person. Because the person, when he got the note, he thought that she was referring to me to him for as a client. And so I had to clear up that communication first. And then I had to basically say, you know, we can chat, but I really don't feel like, you know, there's any reason to at this point. And I'm happy to refer people to you if I feel like, you know, there's not a good fit with my services. And so that is kind of at the heart of what I ended up saying, right? But it took some time. It took some crafting. And I wanted to be kind. I wanted to be grateful to the person referring me. And I also wanted to be thoughtful and kind to the person who she was connecting me to. And I wanted to honor my truth. And one seed I really want to plant around saying no is when you say no to things you truly don't want to do, you tell the universe what to bring you more of. Just like when you say yes to the things that you truly want to do, you tell the universe what to bring you more of. And so it's really, really important. I know we tend to, like I said, we don't want to hurt someone's feelings when we say no. But when we're saying no, it's first of all, it's not about the other person, and, you know, and you can say no in a super kind way. You know, for example, so, you know, you could just say, this is not, you know, a good fit, or this doesn't feel right at this time, or this isn't aligned for me, you know, or isn't aligned for me at this time, if you want to keep the door open. And you could say, I'm just, you know, I'm not into X, Y, and Z, whatever that looks like. So there's so many ways. And I find that having access to those where they're kind of now embedded in me and they're deeply embedded in me, I find that actually, then, you know, when I'm on the spot, I can now share my truth more freely. Does it always happen? No, it doesn't. You know, I found myself the other day agreeing to something that I could feel in my body wasn't a full hell yes to in my business, but I wanted to serve and support this woman. So I ended up agreeing to something, like I said, that maybe, like, if someone else asked me, I might just be like, no. So, you know, it's all about feeling into it, but, you know, it's okay to say no. I know we have some weird conditioning around, oh, it's going to hurt someone's feelings, but it's like, it genuinely is okay to say no. It's okay to say it's not a good time right now. Call me back in a month. It's okay just to say flat out, this isn't a good fit for my studio, or this isn't a good fit for, you know, obviously fill in the blank, whatever applies in your life. And so that's one example that I really want to bring forth. Another one that's just so common in our everyday world right now is the disagreements and being different and the differences, how we're handling differences in our politics, right? And it is so important, especially now more than ever. So, of course, I'm sure many of you have seen on social media. And social media, it's kind of one of those things, it's almost like if you can stay off of it at this point in time, I think that is so, so important. Like, it's very helpful. But what I will say is, you know, the disagreements and the being different and the way that we're reacting when somebody, you know, it's like, you're right or you're wrong and I'm right. You know, like, notice what you do when you have a disagreement with someone, right? Or when somebody is different from you, they have a different belief than you. And obviously the politics, because it is so highly charged for so many people, is such a great way to notice that, right? Because you can start to notice that and you can start to feel into, is this really how I want to show up? I mean, somebody that you love dearly might have a different political viewpoint than you, right? And, you know, you might show them love, but then you're online and, you know, maybe not showing up super kindly for somebody that has literally the same viewpoint as somebody that you love in your life. And so can you see somebody like you would your family members or a close friend? Can you, even if they're different from you, start to open and allow your body, like, to feel your body opening, you know, to sit with what's coming up in that moment and to, like, let your body start to open from that? Can you start to send them love, right? Even if you don't see eye to eye with them, But can you start to send them love? And can you start to see them with compassion, right? You know, because deep down, like, you know, many people, depending on how you voted, I mean, it's like they're all right, perfect for in terms of you look at like what's opening in the universe. They're either one of them was, you know, one actually is going to open even more people's like taking action, moving forward, you know, moving out of like what I've called historically the victim state, which is life just happening to you. And so obviously the world we're living in now is actually creating this whole like uprising of energy. And so even though obviously, you know, many people may not find our current politics or our current government desirable to them, the looking at the energies, looking at the emotions, and looking at the really the energies that want to come forth is so important, because what's being birthed is that next step in our evolution, right? So you might not like that as a human being. You might not like that on the physical plane. You might not like what that looks like on the physical plane, and obviously the impact that it has in various areas of your life. But know that it is bringing forth that next evolution for us, right? And so, you know, with that, you know, when you're having a disagreement, whether it's political or it's something else, what can you do in that moment, first of all, to hold space for them? What can you do in that moment to have compassion for them, to see them with love, even if, you know, and send them love, even if you're not in agreement? What can you do to see their inner child? Because there's a little kid that lives within them that, you know, like say, for instance, they're even standing in their righteousness, right? They're like, I'm right about this and you're wrong. Can you have compassion for them and see their inner child? And what can you do to open to someone else's truth? Because the truth of the matter is that they're just expressing from where they are on their soul plane, right? On their, you know, on their soul path. And so, you know, what can you do to open to someone else's truth? And it doesn't have to mean that you agree with them, right? You know, we're conditioned. We're so commonly conditioned to think that if someone doesn't agree with us, like, it's like they're out, right? But think about how many times, like, if you really dive deep into your closest relationships now, I am sure you would find many things that you may not necessarily agree with a friend, you know, on, right? But maybe it's because it's not coming up in conversation, you're friends with this person, but you still have love for them, right? Like, they can be different and you can still have love for them. You can still have compassion for them. You can still see them from, you know, a compassionate and loving perspective. And so I really want to encourage, you know, as these differences, as this, you know, these disagreements are coming up, you know, I want to plant the seed. And I know some people, depending on how we're wired, we've been conditioned to, it's better to be right than to be kind. But in terms of our soul evolution and our soul path, it is definitely better to be kind than to be right. And so sometimes that means just sort of like taking some deep breaths, because I know this stuff is very highly charged, but just taking some deep breaths and saying, what's most important to me right now? Do I need to be right? Or am I going to choose in this moment to be kind? And then just really feeling into that and breathing into that. And so I just really want to encourage you to just really stay open, right? And to start to practice, how can I hold space for someone else's differences, for someone else's truth? Not make them wrong, but that doesn't mean that you're wrong by not making them wrong, right? You know, it can coexist where you're both in where you are vibrationally is perfectly, quote unquote, right. I hate to say it like right, but you know, where you are vibrationally, it's perfect for you, right? It's happening exactly as it should be for you. So another thing that comes up in terms of, you know, being relational is the way that we exit our relationships, right? And this is totally super common, you know, for young people in dating, you know, but it can be common for any kind of relationships. And just FYI, when I say relationships, whether now or whether in our clearing, I'm talking about relationships as they relate to, you know, it could be dating relationships, but it can also be our friendships. It could be family relationships. It can be any version of however you define a relationship. And so it's really, really important to remember that, you know, like it's really important for us to remember the importance of being relational, right? Because, and just like as a reminder, just to reiterate what being relational means, it really means when you need something to change in a relationship or you need to exit a relationship or whatever, you communicate that. And you don't communicate it after the fact. Like I had someone that was working on my staff. We ended up having to part ways, but what ended up happening is she had charged me for these services and then decided that she was going to change the services. Well, that is one of those things where, you know, just communicating in advance can really shift and change everything, right? Like, you know, it's just about like communicating your truth. So many times, you know, we're conditioned to shut down our truths. We're conditioned not to share our truth, not to communicate our truths. And communicating our truths, whether it's good or it's bad, can change everything. I mean, there was an example earlier this week where, you know, something small, like I had a friend. We were falling into a pattern, you know, her schedule, she's got kids and stuff. So we were falling into a pattern of, she was calling me and she'd have 5 minutes. And historically my old pattern, which is cleared, but I still don't like to, when people show up for this way for me, was all around like, okay, like I want time with people. Like, that's the thing, like more important. That's like one of my love languages, right? If you guys are familiar with the five love languages. But in any case, so, you know, we got off a call where that happened, where we talked for like 5 or 10 minutes, but it felt just really rushed. And I just, you know, thankfully she actually asked me what was up, but I was going to communicate it to her anyways. I just was feeling into how I wanted to communicate it. But she just asked me what was up and I shared with her, right? I shared with her my complete truth. I said, you know, I get you're doing the best that you can. And it bothers me when we have these like quick calls, like especially when I have like a lot of things I want to, you know, talk to you about. And you know, she received that truth really beautifully. She handled it with total grace, with total generosity. And I think too, it's like, you know, recognizing that once we accept our own truths and we are living from our own worth. So in that moment, I was living from my worth, right? I was living from the space of, I know what I deserve in relationship. I know that I'm worth, you know, somebody making time for me. And not from a place of like making someone else wrong, but just from a place of like, this is what I need and this is what I know I need, right? And I'm gonna share that from my heart and from my truth. You know, in sharing that and the way that I shared it, like she was able to receive it. And because I was, you know, like I said, it was, I already embody it, you know, she responded in a way that also reflected that. And so it's just one of those things where it's just such a beautiful, you know, thing that can start to happen that as you share your truth. So to let you guys know, like I have had many times in relationship where that, you know, my relationships haven't gone, you know, conversations, challenging conversations, difficult conversations have not gone the way I wanted them to. I've had friendships that have ended over sharing, you know, sharing my truth, right? In part, one of them specifically ended because the other person couldn't respond to my truth and was saying that her truth was her truth. But as a coach and just somebody who can see clearly, her truth was related to her patterns. And so it is really, really important. We're going to clear that. But it is really, really important that we are aware that, you know, when something is truly our truth and when something isn't our truth, but we're using our truth as an excuse to not clear the pattern, right? To not actually honor and own, you know, own our true pattern. And so, you know, so we've talked about saying no, we've talked about, you know, politics and just really like how we disagree. And we've talked about this exiting of relationships and even the role of social media and technology in this. And so just So when we come back, basically, I'm going to do, we might talk a little bit more, but then I'm going to do, I want to get right into the clearing, like I said, because we've got a really big clearing. So we're actually going to do like almost a half of an hour of clearing, just because there's just so many things that want to come up in this. So, you know, when we come back, I'll share a little bit more on communicating truth and sharing truth, and then we will dive right into energy clearing. And so this is Truth Talk, and I am your host, Deb Acker. Please stay tuned as we will be right back.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's SilverGaia.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
Welcome back to Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. Today we are talking about the art and importance of communication in communicating our truths and communicating in relationships. And before we continue, I want to give you information for my Living in Your Truth guide. If you haven't already downloaded that guide, I definitely encourage you, especially, you know, we're talking about living in truth, right, and sharing your truth. The tips in that guide, and that guide is just filled with pieces of my heart and soul, right? Like I just put so much energy and so much love into that guide. But part of that guide helps you to, it's meant to help you to move to more truth. And part of living in your truth is being able to speak your truth. So as you do the steps in that guide, it's going to create the space for, first of all, your truth to just evolve and come forward and just show up, right? But it's also going to just be able to help you to live in more truth every day. And so if you haven't already, you can download that guide at bit.ly bit.ly/livinginyourtruthguide. Again, that's bit.ly/livinginyourtruthguide. And so before the break, we were talking about communicating and sharing your truth and really being relational, right? And so I want to talk about just briefly before we get into the energy clearing, I want to share with you what patterns, like I kind of just wanted to categorize these so it was just easier for you guys to see this before we do the energy clearing and you and I take you into an energy world. So I just wanted to categorize some of these patterns just to help you to see them clearly as they apply to you in your own life. And so one of the biggest patterns, as we've touched on already, was really not being able to say no. And even deeper than that, not knowing your no and not knowing how to say no, right? So just being aware of like, okay, am I really a hell yes here? So tuning into that and, you know, and if you're not, knowing how to say no. And again, as a reminder, you know, you can say, you know, that doesn't feel aligned for me. It doesn't feel right. Let me think about that. I mean, there's so many times I'll say in my life where I wish I had said, just said, let me think about that before I committed to something. I get very excited about things. I'm a very high energy person. And so I just encourage you, like, take some deep breaths, right? You know, ask them if it's okay if you get back to them in 24 to 48 hours, if you're not automatically a hell yes to what they're saying, right? Just sit with it and allow yourself to notice, you know, like, is this what you really want to move forward on? And then just the importance, obviously, of responding to someone, even if it's just like this isn't right for me at this time. And then noticing too, so another pattern that gets in the way of sharing our truth and communicating our truth and being relational is our need to be right and not be wrong. So many times we're standing in, I always say like standing in our righteousness, right? We're standing in this like, I'm right, you're wrong. And we think that there's something that if we don't, you know, defend ourselves in that way that, I don't know, maybe we're going to, the picture I see is like evaporate, like what happens in the Wizard of Oz, but you know, whatever version of that looks like for you, right? You know, and trust me, I grew up in a family full of lawyers and attorneys. And so that pattern definitely lives within me. And I think it lives with basically within most of us. Understandably, because we were born into this world, there's like this inherent wrongness, right? We're not good enough. We're most if not every single person on this planet is living from some energy, from some pattern of not feeling like they're good enough. And so just recognizing that's one big pattern. Also, as we talked about being relational, not knowing how to be relational. So we either just give up. The one way to be relational is just sharing your insides. When you do X, Y, and Z, that hurts me. I'm really disappointed you won't help me with that. I'm really disappointed you showed up that way. And just really communicating what's going on for you, right? And not really making it necessarily about the other person, but just communicating, when this happened, this is how I felt. And so that's so important that you're sharing really what's up for you. And sharing your experience. There was one example recently for me where there were some complications in a group I was in, and I went up to the person who had resigned. She was the head of the group, and she had resigned, and I just shared with her my truth, right? And so, like, you know, sharing without attachment and just recognizing, like, we can be attached to those outcomes, right? And that can stop us from being in our truth at all times. And so just recognizing, like, I'm going to share from my truth. I'm not going to be attached to how this person's going to respond to my truth. And so just being aware of that and knowing that, you know, that attachment and being attached to how someone responds to your truth is definitely a strong pattern that comes up. And many times it's what people aren't saying. This is such an important one. It's what people aren't saying that takes them out of relationship. And so, you know, just knowing like, okay, like when I don't share something and I just pretend like it didn't happen, think about how that accumulates over time. If you're in a long-term relationship with this person, all of a sudden we all know, you know, we've all been and know those people that are like, oh, like, you know, he did X, Y, and Z to me 5 years ago, and I'm still mad about that. And so just being aware of that, right? And knowing that it's when you start to be relational, when you start to share your insights, that all of a sudden that can change. And, you know, another big pattern that we've touched on already is that we don't share truths because we don't know how to hold our differences, right? You know, we don't share our truths, but then also when we do share, or when we don't share truths because we're like, okay, how do I hold my differences? How do I be, you know, different from someone else and not make them wrong, but not be an implied wrong on my end? And so with that, I want to finish today's show with an energy clearing. And for those of you guys who are new to Truth Talk or new to energy clearing, I just recommend, you know, I'm going to have you close your eyes and we're going to bring light all the way through the body. And I always say if you're driving or operating heavy machinery, do not close your eyes. But for everyone else, I'll have you close your eyes. And I will walk you through this step by step. But we're going to just bring light all the way through the body. And then I'll have you expand that light out 5 feet, 10 feet, all the way out to the entire universe. And from there, once you're connected to the light, which I always say is the truth of who we are, it's the truth of who we came here to be. And from what I've seen, it's the quickest way for us to shift and change. So once we do that and we expand out, which is really the return to our power and return to being an infinite being in a body. Once we do that, I might say something like, we're everywhere, you don't know how to say no. And I want you to exhale that out of your body and just breathe in. I'll give you some positive alternatives like truth and light. So you want to just breathe in truth, breathe in light, breathe in maybe yes, and then and just see that old pattern coming out of your body. And again, if there's a positive alternative that I don't say that comes up for you, definitely feel free to breathe that in as well. And one more thing, I talk really fast, as you may have noticed. and so part of what I'm doing, and it's very intentional, right? The goal of this is just to take you out of your mind. So if you find yourself in your mind and you're trying to understand every word, first of all, you don't need to understand every word. If you find that I'm talking too fast, just like start to focus on just breathing in love and light. And you can just focus on the sound of my voice versus the actual words. So just breathe in love and light in your body and just see that coming in. And it's still going to work even if you don't listen to, if you're just listening to it without actually taking in anything that I'm actually saying, any pattern that I'm actually saying. And so with that, let's go ahead and get started. And just placing your feet nice and flat on the floor. And taking a nice deep breath, just breathing in through your nose and filling your belly and the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out. And one more time, just breathing in through your nose and filling your belly, the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. Just exhaling out. And just connecting to the light that's 300 feet above your head. We naturally do this when we pray. So just see, sense, or feel that light, whatever comes up for you naturally. And just allowing that liquid light to come down in through your forehead, down past your eyes, so that you can see the truth of who you are, see the truth of who you came here to be. And moving that liquid light down into your nose and into your ears. So you can hear the truth of who you are and hear the truth of who you came here to be. And just moving that liquid light down into your mouth and into your throat so you can speak out your truth in all times. Good. And then moving that liquid light across your shoulders down into your heart. Good. So you can feel the truth of who you are and feel the truth of who you're meant to be. And moving that liquid light down into your stomach, down into your hips, down into your legs, so that you can stand ground in and create the truth of who you are and who you're meant to be. And just again, through the legs and then out through the feet, so that you can move towards the truth of who you are and move towards the truth of who you're meant to be at all times. And just connecting into the center of the earth, good. The center of the earth that feels like mother's love. It's all ooey and gooey and warm and nurturing. And just allowing this liquid light to come back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And one more time, just liquid light coming down, covering every crevice of your face, down your neck, across your shoulders, down your torso, down your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet. Good. And then back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. Good. And just expanding that light from your heart into the room that you're in. So just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe. Good. And just opening, expanding, and breathing. And opening, expanding, and breathing. And expanding that into the entire building that you're in, wherever you are located. Again, just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe. And just opening, expanding, and breathing. And opening, expanding, and breathing. And out past the entire city that you're in, wherever you are located. Again, just opening, expanding, and breathing. Just opening, expanding, and breathing. And out past the entire state or country you're in, wherever you are. Again, just opening, expanding, and breathing. Opening, expanding, and breathing. And opening, expanding, and breathing. And out past the entire continent, wherever you are located, just see that light covering the entire continent. And again, just opening, expanding, and breathing. And opening, expanding, and breathing. And opening, expanding, and breathing. And out past the entire world, past all the continents, just seeing that light covering the entire world, just opening, expanding, and breathing. And opening, expanding, and breathing. And opening, expanding, and breathing. And out past the entire universe, past all the planets, past all the galaxies, past all the stars, just opening, expanding, and breathing. Good. And just opening, expanding, and breathing. Just opening, expanding, and breathing. And just from there, just everywhere you don't know how to say no. So everywhere in some way you don't know how to say no, you don't say no when you should, and you don't know how to say no, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in speaking your truth, and breathing in light, and breathing in truth, breathing in speaking your truth, and breathing in light. And everywhere you think it's okay not to say anything, so everywhere you've been taught it's okay not to say anything, when really the truth of it, and just to stay in integrity, is you speak your truth. You speak your truth at all times. So just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in speaking your truth. Breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in speaking your truth. And breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in speaking your truth. And everywhere you're conditioned to say yes, so just everywhere you're conditioned to say yes, even when it's a no, and you say no even when it's a yes because you're scared or you think it won't work out or go your way. So everywhere you're playing in this paradigm of yes when it's a no or no when it's a yes, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth and breathing in light and breathing in speaking your truth. Breathing in truth, breathing in light and breathing in speaking your truth. And breathing in truth, breathing in light and breathing in speaking your truth. And everywhere where you exit when you disagree with someone or they're different from you. So everywhere you're just like, I'm out of here. When someone is different from you or when someone vocalizes an opinion, just exhaling that out of your body and breathing in, it's okay to share your truth and it's okay to hear truth, right? And that someone else's truth has very little, many times, to do with you. So just breathing in that truth and breathing in that light and just breathing in, just knowing that it's okay, that our differences are actually beautiful, our differences actually are opportunities, and just breathing in all that love and all that light that comes from just acknowledging and owning someone's difference and knowing that that is just perfect and okay as it is. And just everywhere you don't see someone else as a person or as a human when they're different from you or they have a different opinion from you. So just that remembering, right, that someone else, it's someone else's daughter, it's someone else's wife or husband, and just being able to see their heart, right? There's a little kid that lives in that person that somehow in some way was taught that they, you know, this is how I should show up, right? This is the right thing to do. Because if we assume at most times, at almost every time, that people are just doing the best that they can in any given moment until they know and can do better. So just exhaling out that from your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in love, breathing in compassion, breathing in truth, breathing in love, and breathing in compassion. One more time, just breathing in truth, breathing in love, and breathing in compassion. And just everywhere you have to be right or prove that you're right, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in worth. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in worth. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in worth. And everywhere you need to be right because of feeling wrong or not good enough, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in worth, breathing in enough, breathing in light, breathing in truth. Breathing in worth, breathing in enough, breathing in light, breathing in truth. And breathing in worth, breathing in enough, breathing in light, breathing in truth. And everywhere where your opinion is the only one that matters, or on the opposite opinion, and on the opposite end, that your opinion is the only one that doesn't matter. So everywhere where your opinion is the only one that matters, or on the opposite end, your opinion is the only one that doesn't matter, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love, and breathing in self-love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in self-love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in self-love. So, and everywhere where we don't know how to be relational, so we just give up, right? We don't know how to share our insides. Or everywhere in the past where we've been taught sharing those pieces is wrong, right? Sharing those pieces makes us vulnerable, and we equate vulnerability to wrongness. Just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in self-love, and breathing in compassion. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in self-love, and breathing in compassion. And everywhere you're not relational, when you need something in your relationship to change or want to exit a relationship, you want to exit a friendship, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in speaking your truth, breathing in sharing your truth, breathing in love, breathing in compassion. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in compassion, and breathing in speaking your truth. Because let's face it, you want someone else to show up, to treat you the way that you want, that you treat them. And so you want to show up in a way that, you know, that lives by the golden rule, right? That we treat others the way that we want to be treated. And so everywhere you have a hard time exiting your relationships, friendships, just exhaling that out of your body. I know this is a strong pattern for me as well. So just everywhere you're not relational when you need something, or you're not relational when you need something in your relationship, everywhere where you're having a hard time exiting your relationship, exiting your friendships, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in, staying doesn't do them any good. It doesn't do you any good. And just breathing in that light, breathing in that love, and breathing in truth. Breathing in that light, breathing in that love, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in truth. And everywhere you don't want to connect with someone or have a face-to-face or even a phone conversation, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in again that golden rule, right? Breathing in that light, breathing in speaking your truth and sharing your truth, breathing in love, breathing in light, breathing in truth. Breathing in love, breathing in light, breathing in truth. Breathing in love, breathing in light, breathing in truth. And everywhere you're avoiding basically speaking your truth, right? Everywhere you're avoiding connecting to someone face-to-face, connecting to someone on a phone conversation, because let's face it, it is not always easy to speak our truths. It's not always easy to share our truths. So everywhere you're avoiding this, everywhere you're resisting this, everywhere you're hoping, wishing that they won't actually pick up, you actually self-sabotage, right? Everywhere that you're hoping you can actually just leave a voicemail. But in the process, that gives info to the universe that you don't really want to have relationships and even the love and abundance that comes with those relationships, right? Just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in abundance, and breathing in speaking and sharing your truth. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in abundance, and breathing in speaking and sharing your truth. One more time, breathing in truth, breathing in love, breathing in light, breathing in speaking your truth, sharing your truth, and breathing in the abundance that comes when you do that. And everywhere you call something sharing your truth, when you're really moving from your patterns, and even everywhere you can't see this clearly, right? So everywhere, you know, you say, oh, this is my truth, when really it's actually you being in your patterns, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in light and breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, and breathing in light and breathing in truth. And everywhere someone else's truth means that they're attacking you, right? So everywhere you've been conditioned that if someone is just, they're just speaking their truth, but you've been conditioned to think of that as attack. And everywhere you even attack back, right? You feel the need, instead of hearing their truth and receiving their truth, you feel the need to attack them, you know, quote unquote, attack back. Just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, and just breathing in receiving others' truths. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in receiving others' truths. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in receiving others' truths. And everywhere someone else's truth means anything about you. So everywhere in some way you have a belief that someone else's truth means something about you, when in fact it just is about them, right? It's just them owning and honoring their truth. Just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth and breathing in light and breathing in love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light and breathing in love. And breathing in truth, breathing in light and breathing in love. And everywhere you're scared that someone will hurt, will be hurt, they'll be offended, they'll be disappointed, they won't do X, Y, and Z again. If you actually speak your truth, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in light, breathing in truth, and breathing in that it's okay to speak your truth, breathing in that it's okay to hear someone else's truth, and breathing in receiving of that truth. And just breathing in light, breathing in truth, and breathing in the receiving of that truth. And everywhere you have a hard time speaking your truth, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in light, breathing in love, and just breathing in truth and breathing in speaking your truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in speaking your truth. And everywhere that it's easier to lie than to share your truth, everywhere that lying is your norm, so everywhere you've just been conditioned that lying is normal, lying is your norm, just exhaling that out of your body and breathing in truth and breathing in light. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in light. And everywhere you make up excuses for why you don't share your truth, and everywhere you make up excuses instead of sharing your truth, right? So you have an excuse why you don't do this, why, as opposed to just sharing your truth. Just exhaling that out of your body and breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in truth. Breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in truth. Breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in truth. And breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in truth. And everywhere you don't even know what your truth is. So everywhere you're confused by your truth. So how can you share your truth if you don't even know what it is? Just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love. And everywhere there's some benefit to not knowing what your truth is, right? Everywhere in some way, not knowing what your truth is actually serves you. Again, just breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in truth. And just filling your, you know, just seeing your body just filling up with light, with love, with truth. Just seeing that coming down into your body. And if you're not already, just bringing yourself back into the room, feeling your feet nice and flat on the floor, feeling your body wherever you are sitting or laying. And just taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. And one more time, just taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. And with that, I want to thank you all for tuning into Truth Talk this evening. I always love hearing from my audience. If you have a comment on the show or would like to introduce yourself, you can send me a note on the contact page of my website at deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And there you can also sign up for my free Living in Your Truth guide, which I did mention earlier. And until next time, I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I'll look forward to talking with you next time.
Thank you for listening to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio every Wednesday at 3 Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the truth of who you are and who you came here to be. Each week, Deb interviews an inspiring guest and illuminates the truth to a wide range of topics, including love, life, purpose, career, consciousness, and abundance. Welcome to the world of infinite possibilities. For more information about Deb, including how to contact or work with her, visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week for more Truth Talk Radio.